Thank you, Madam Chair. I think what's the most important, and it took us a few years, but it seems like we managed to get to a point where we can say we worked out a sensible approach to how this can be measured. I think that is a point also that is very much linking with the decarbonization strategy of ITC that we will be discussing tomorrow. So I suppose for setting the targets for countries that have not been active so far, I think here one can count also on ITC to pretty much use the methodology worked out by Working Party 24. Now, whether on the question that you just, Madam Chair, mentioned with regard to the increase, yes, it's pretty much country decides, or we go for this basic, moderate, or high. In any case, within that is also country deciding whether the country would say, we go for basic, moderate, or high. So in a sense, if country would not know what to go for, we can also advise to the country, choose between this basic, moderate, and high. That means 2 to 3, 5 to 7, or above 10 percentage points increase. And we also have that the target years, well, we had 2030, 2040. There was a proposal to have it rather 2030, 2050. So you can still discuss if you like. But if you agree in principle, then we have worked out approach, a methodology which can be applied, and sort of we can use that to set up the base, and from there maybe at the next session the discussion can start that countries are invited exactly to set the targets. And I think that we can also invite ITC to support in the call to the UNEC member states and maybe beyond to exactly set those targets based on setting the base values.